This is The Closet Geek, episode 60 for October 30th, 2014.
Closet Geek, coming to you each week in Closet Geek. All things of geeks critiqued in Closet Geek. Comics and games and tech in Closet Geek. Lego, Star Wars, Star Trek in Closet Geek. We are not nerds, we have some social skills to call our own.
Hello and welcome to The Closet Geek, where geeks come out. The podcast where four brothers have united their powers to become the four horsemen of geek to bring you the best and latest geeky news. I'm your host, Barry Ricks, and with me I have my three brothers, John, Ryan, and Michael.
Yes, we
back
are
to full power.
Here.
Full power, 100% of horsemen geek.
Ooh.
So, hi guys.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hey.
Great.
It's been a fun week.
Good. Oh, good. Well, let's just get right to it then.
This week in Geek!
This is a segment where we talk about things we did geeky throughout the week, and things we can recommend to you that we love and that we think you should check out. So, did you guys do geeky things this week at all? Are you good?
Sure.
I did maybe too much geeky things this week.
There you go. All right, well, Mike, you can go first then, Mr.
Sure.
Geeky master over there.
Geek. I am the geek master.
I am the geek master.
But just weekly TV, man. Some of these week's television shows have been pretty awesome. Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. had a nice episode with some really cool possibilities coming up here in the new episodes. So that was pretty exciting. Gotham this week had a nice cliffhanger ending where you're just like, oh, that actually happened. So that was pretty cool.
That just happened.
See, I have to be somewhat vague because
yes.
I know my other three brothers haven't watched it.
Yep.
So
yeah.
Sword
Wait,
Art
Gotham?
Online. Yeah, Gotham.
I watched Gotham.
Yeah, but
yeah.
I'm not completely caught up with it.
Well, I just love, you know, the whole thing surrounding Cobblepot. It's very cool.
Well, you know, you guys could say things. I'll just take my earbuds out and
well,
be like,
la, 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 la,
okay,
la,
la,
I'll be awesome. La. I'll be awesome. Well, I am
you'll
awesome.
Be awesome. There you go. Josh, be awesome.
All right. Well, I'll be honest. I've only seen like 1.5 episodes of Gotham.
I've seen zero.
Go. I wasn't that impressed.
Invest some time, John. Invest some time. It's good.
I mean, I don't know. I was watching it. I'm like, okay, yeah, okay, next. You know, I wasn't really like, oh my gosh, I gotta watch this. It's the coolest show ever. I don't know.
I don't feel that way either, but I enjoy it.
I think, you know, I mean, it was great. I mean, as far as like the fan service and stuff like that, it's pretty cool because you're like, oh yeah, that's Penguin, and ooh, could that possibly be Joker? Ooh, you know, stuff like that. And
I don't,
you know, and
I
they have like
there hasn't been anything about Joker.
And they have
I like
people
like John's interpretation of people.
Yeah. And then, you know, I mean, they have Edward Nigma, who,
yeah,
you know, becomes
Nigma.
Riddler,
yeah,
and all that stuff. So, I mean, those kinds of things are pretty cool. However, I think, I don't know, I think they're trying too hard to be dark and gritty and, you know, and it's like, I don't know, I think it's like they're, no, seriously, I mean, it's like they're taking, like, the Christopher Nolan stuff and, like, escalating it that much more just to show
if I had to compare it to a past franchise, I would almost say Tim Burton-esque. It's more Tim Burton-esque than Christopher Nolan-esque.
I don't know, maybe it
but,
maybe the other episodes
but it also
kinda evened out, but
yeah, but the dialogue and everything almost reminds me of the animated series as well, where mm-hmm. there was that lighthearted banter among some of the characters.
I am the dark.
So,
I am the knight.
Okay.
I
well, maybe
Batman.
I'll have to give it a second chance. I'll
yeah.
have to maybe get caught up
I mean,
in some of these other episodes.
It's
but
getting better and better every episode.
I also felt like
really unravel.
See, I also felt like it was trying to still figure out what kind of a show it wanted to be. It's like, well, am I a police procedural investigation drama, or am I like a superhero series?
Yeah, you've only seen one episode. You can't judge it on that.
Well, that's what
one and a half.
But that's what a lot of people do. A lot of people watch the first episode and are like, well, do I really want to keep watching this or not? You know,
yeah,
and so
it's true.
Hey,
you did say now, that about Flash, Ryan.
No, yeah, and I'm up to date on Flash too. I also said that about S.H.I.E.L.D. and
right.
I'm up to date with S.H.I.E.L.D. as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, S.H.I.E.L.D., like I said, this last week's episode of S.H.I.E.L.D., I look forward to seeing what's going to happen next.
Yeah, I'm not completely caught up with everything. I'm about 2 or 3 weeks behind on
there's so many There's so many little threads of storyline that you're just like waiting, you're trying to figure out how it's all going to combine.
Yeah. I do like S.H.I.E.L.D. That's one that I do like.
Connects into like movies and so forth, since it's all combined.
I understand that that's how a lot of people watch it, but I don't really watch it in anticipation of anything. I just watch it for what it is.
Yeah, me too. I enjoy the Easter eggs that they throw in, like the little references, and you're like, oh, that's cool. But, you know, I don't think that, okay, how is this going to tie into that and this and that and then I'm like Ryan, I just watch it because it's fun show to watch.
Whose kid is screaming in the background?
That must be Barry's.
That's mine. One second. Continue amongst yourself.
Yeah. So,
all right. What else?
This week, Sword Art Online 2, episode 16 came out. It was very cool.
I haven't seen
very
16.
Cool.
I saw 15. I was so excited when they went back to
Alfheim
Online. I was so excited because, I mean, the Gun Gale Online.
But it was just a short thing. Yeah, I like that.
I'm glad they didn't continue that because I watched it but I had a hard time getting through it because I'm like, okay, this isn't really into Sword Art Online. And so then as soon as I saw episode 15 that they were coming back to Alfheim Online and now they've got this big quest and they're going through this dungeon, I'm like, okay, this is why I wanted to watch Sword Art Online.
Exactly.
So I got super excited about
it
again. And
you know, they have the same character. She's not in Gun Gale anymore. She's followed Kirito over to Alfheim, you know, and it was still a sniper. Great. Yeah, but she's still a sniper. Yeah, she uses a bow. I got a kick out of that myself.
I thought that was funny.
So
I agree. So I'm excited about the show. I was kind of like, you know, especially towards the end, it got like really weird towards the end. I'm like, okay, this is okay.
It was getting pretty drama-y.
Yeah, and so they
if that's
so they,
a word.
You know, they quickly drama-y. You know, they quickly wrapped that up and kind of moved on. So
right, yeah. You know. He had a job to do for the government, and he wrapped that up, and now they can continue on.
Yeah.
But I've watched the first four episodes of Log Horizon second season.
Oh, I haven't seen a single one yet.
Oh, it is it's pretty cool because they're going back into that sort of MMO, like, this is a raid, and now we have to do this.
Yeah.
We have to do this raid where we get, you know, four groups
where
of
they
six
explain
people.
What a raid is. And
yeah, and they explain what a raid is and
cool.
how it works.
See, that's one thing
and
I
the,
like
how
about.
The teamwork has to happen and how they've had, you know, it takes so long to figure out a boss fight because nobody's ever experienced it before because this is a new raid that no one's ever done, and you know it's like a level 100 raid, and so they're all like between 92 and 95, and so it's getting really hard and
yeah, that's cool
stuff like that. It's fun because you can relate to it as a player of MMOs,
right?
And so that's pretty cool and just all of that, but. There was at the last SLC anime meeting, a gentleman in our group named Neil suggested to me a show called Nodame Cantabile, and
bless you.
Yeah. Well, it's Italian. It means song like. It's a music term, or cantabile, and it's a romance comedy music genre. Anime
right up your alley.
Exactly,
it's your favorite.
And it follows these two musicians who are basically musical geniuses and their adventure together. And man, I power watched all three seasons in 3 days. It was like a season a day, go. And so I just blasted all the way through.
Which you could do right now because you don't have a job.
Exactly, for another week. So I would highly recommend to anybody who enjoys a good romantic comedy but also loves classical music or wants maybe an introduction to classical music and also loves anime, I would highly recommend No Dame Cantabile. It's a really, really, really great show. I got invested in the characters right away, and so it was very cool. On the other hand, I'm watching Chrono Crusade for SLC Anime this month, as it's our reviewed anime. I'm 14 episodes in out of 24. 14th episode, it's like the first three episodes were good, and the 14th episode was good. Everything in between that, I would fall asleep in the middle of the episodes. I'm like, ouch. You know, it's like I'm sitting here going, I'm not tired, but I'm literally falling asleep because
that's because there's not enough romantic comedy for you.
I know, but it's just been very boring for me. So far, it only has a 4.5 out of 10 from me. But I have 10 more episodes, so it might redeem itself to a higher standard. But I haven't been too impressed so far. I'll get to hear about everybody's reviews as we're all meeting at my place on Sundays for our monthly meeting.
Cool.
Woo!
I finished a book as well while doing all of these things.
Nice.
So I got the Rick Riordan new book for the Heroes of Olympus series, the fifth book, Blood of Heroes, which was the final book of that series, and sat down and finished it in 3 days. I only read it when I was in bed or was kind of bored. So I took my time and enjoyed it. I look forward to his new book series. As we surmised, he's going Norse.
Oh,
nice.
Cool. So
we talked about that.
We were guessing where he would go, and he is going Norse. So he's doing a new book series following another gentleman who I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but.
Peter.
He made the announcement, and it's going to be about the Norse pantheon. Cool. My understanding is, just like all of his other book series, is he's going to do it in the same universe, and so expect eventual crossovers. So, although we're all waiting for the full novel crossover for the Kane Chronicles and the Percy Jackson series, so that'll be. You know, since he's done two novelettes or short stories.
Right.
So it'll be cool for that. And of course, as we talked about last week, we're going to get together as a family and play Dungeons and Dragons.
Woo!
Yes!
Via Skype, because we live all over the United States. But I made my fifth edition character.
Yay!
I'm going to play an elven fighter who specializes as an archer. Oh my god, I made Legolas.
Oh my gosh. How original.
Yeah, I know, right? Ooh, it's D&D. You can only get so original.
Hey, he could be totally different personality.
He has brown
How about
hair.
That?
Yeah. Yeah. So, but he's that's ugly. That's my week in geek.
He's ugly. He's an ugly elf.
He's an ugly elf. Grr, big nose.
Is there such thing?
Ask it to work.
So, how about John? You
it's
go.
The beards.
So, I'll pass.
Okay. Pretty much, kind of, chimed along with what Michael was talking about. In addition to that, I've been reading as well quite a bit. I've just been really into the Dresden Files series. I think I pounded out three of those books in the last couple weeks.
I can't read that fast.
Right now I'm on dang it. the one after Ghost Story. So he's back alive.
Oh, he's spoiler.
So wait.
It's not like the books haven't been out for a while.
Winter's, gosh, why can't I not remember it? Anyway,
Soldier.
But so I'm reading the one where he's now the Winter Knight and doing stuff for Queen Mab, the queen of the winter fairies, and
more spoilers.
Hey, well, you know what? I mean, the book's been out, what, 5 years now? It's not really a spoiler.
It would be a spoiler if I told everybody who dies in the book I just read.
Yeah,
because
there you go.
It's been out for 2 weeks.
Right, exactly.
That would be a spoiler.
So, yeah, I've just been enjoying that. But I think it's kind of funny because I think the last time I was on, I kind of talked about how just some of the mobile games that I was playing. And I mentioned that there was like a new Star Wars tower defense game that was coming out.
Yeah.
So it actually came out today, or was it yesterday? Maybe yesterday, but it's called Star Wars Galactic Defense. And it's actually pretty cool. I mean, especially if you like tower defense games, but it's a lot of fun. You can play, interchangeably, you could play either the rebellion side or the dark side. You're not like locked into one side when you make that choice. You can progress either side of the storyline. And then what's really different about this one is that you actually have champions. For example, like Darth Maul and Darth Vader are two of the champions that I have access to. And so you can bring these champions into the map and have a little bit more of direct control over these champions as far as moving them around on the map and using their special abilities and stuff. And so it is a lot more interactive of a game rather than a lot of other tower defense games. It's just, you know, you set it up and then you just kind of let it go and see how it ends, but this one's a little bit more interactive. But I've kind of been dinking around with that for the last day or so. And got my 5th edition Player's Handbook in the mail today.
Yay!
So woo-woo! Excited about that. So up to this point, I've just had like the Dungeons & Dragons starter set and the basic rules that are free available online. So now I've got the full Player's Handbook so I can get into a lot of the additional stuff that's not available in the starter set or the basic rules, especially like additional races, additional classes, and a lot of additional
backgrounds.
Player customization options that aren't really available anywhere except the Player's Handbook. So,
I've actually been happy with 5th edition.
I'm excited about it. It's going to be fun.
It feels, to me, it's a great combination of Advanced Dungeons & Dragons, Advanced Dungeons & Dragons 2nd Edition, and 3.0.
Yeah, they're doing...
If you combined all of those things with a couple of simplifications that were in 4th Edition...
Right, right.
You know, they didn't really... It was more the feel from 4th Edition that they pulled. I don't think they actually pulled any strict rules or concepts, but just kind of the feel of how the flow of combat and certain things happened that they pulled from 4th.
One thing that I do
like, it was
that
almost
they
like
did,
they took the brightest and biggest and brightest from the last the last four editions.
Right. One thing that I really like about the new edition of D&D is, especially when it comes to character creation, the player is able to create their character pretty much any way they really want to, including, you know, various different customization options, including feats, which are not a standard option, like in 3.0 or 3.5, feats were really big. So this in the new edition, feats are just kind of an alternate option. But,
so instead of taking the generic progression...
For your attribute.
You can choose a feat. And so
You can choose to boost an attribute or take a feat.
So they've done a lot of things like that, and I really like how they've changed like the spell casting classes. They're a lot more flexible and a lot more it just seemed like, you know, back in like old school D&D, you know, especially as a first level wizard, man, you had two spells, you cast those two spells in the first encounter, and you're done.
S-O-L.
Yeah, and you're done for the rest of the game. It's like,
yeah.
Okay, well,
guys,
I have to rest.
Can we do an 8-hour rest? No,
like, we don't have time. We've only been gaming for a half an hour, you know? I mean, so I really like how they've added, and this is something that they kind of did in 4th edition, where they had the at-will abilities. And so, like a
or like per encounter
like
ability.
Yeah. So like,
stuff
like
that.
I think
in fourth edition,
all cantrips are at will.
Right.
Yeah.
So they have cantrips, and the nice thing is that up to this point, cantrips like Ray of Foss. Woo! Yeah, I can do 1d3 damage.
Yeah, they're a lot cooler.
So they really made it a lot more robust, where like you have like Firebolt, which
Firebolt.
Is a cantrip, which does like 1d8.
It does 1d10.
Or 1d10.
Sets stuff on fire, and it has a range of 120 feet.
Right.
Woo!
And that's an at-will ability for casters.
So they can just do it whenever
they
want.
They can just do it anytime they want. Just a psh, psh, psh. And they don't have it. Doesn't take up a spell slot. It doesn't.
But you
take
do
up,
have to take an attack roll where magic missile, which is a first level spell, automatically hits.
Yeah, but I just like that they've given casters in general a lot more options, and so they don't feel so limited at lower levels.
Right.
So I mean, there's a lot of things that they've done in the new edition that I really like, and so it's going to be fun. And I, you know, we kind of mentioned, you know, that we're just going to be doing it on a Skype session, but I was thinking that maybe we could try to set it up as like a Google Hangout, and then if other people wanted to join and kind of watch us play, then, you know, they can. I don't know who would want to do that, but I mean,
we could do that, or we can record.
Ryan said maybe we'll just record it.
Yeah, I mean,
the Closet Geek does.
That's right. So I mean, there's some
family night
that we can do that, but yeah. So that's me.
Cool. Ryan.
Okay, let's see. I haven't written. I've been building some Wookiee stuff.
You said you're happy with the new toe mold.
Yeah, I made
they're brown.
Yeah, I made some new toes, and they're coming out really nice, yeah. They're brown instead of gray. See, the thing is that the screen accurate toes are gray, and they have like a tiny splash of brown paint, like, you know, kind of, it was like an afterthought.
Because when did they ever see his toes? Never.
Right. And so that's the way I made them. I thought people would like screen accurate stuff. And then they can put the paint on just the little bits of the toe. Oh. Sorry.
Dogs.
Yeah, dogs. And they want to go outside. What was I saying?
Toes. Screen accurate toes.
Toes. Screen accurate toes.
And so people were asking me, what kind of paint? I said, it doesn't matter. Any kind of paint will stick on the top of the toe. But they were, like, upset that my paint keeps cracking. I'm like, well, let me see your toes. And they were painting the entire thing brown.
Right.
I'm like, really? And so I'm like, if you guys are just going to paint it brown, then why didn't you just ask me to make it brown?
Right.
So, making them brown.
There you go.
Yeah.
Making them brown.
Toes brown.
And I'm doing more research into what my next costume would be.
Well, I saw you started the thing page on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a fun, that's...
What's up with that?
I'm kind of self-motivating, trying to motivate.
That's a pretty hefty
job. They want me to do that for the Dragon Con 2015.
That's the character that they want you to try to do?
Yeah, and I'm all just kind of like,
that's going to be a tough costume to do.
Yeah.
Well, it's a tough one to do well.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, sure, you could like wear a yellow shirt and a blue Speedo and call yourself, you know, the thing and just focus mostly on like your head or whatever. But, you know, if you want to do like the Rocky sculpted body that he, you know,
yeah, it's going to be a big project if I want to do it right.
Seriously.
So, but I don't know. I'm actually still kind of. Wait, I hope, I don't know. I'm not really pumped up to do it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to.
Because you know how big of a job it's going to be.
Yeah, and it's also, I kind of always like to really enjoy the character, and it's not that I don't like the thing, it's just that he's not my favorite character,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so there's that lack of motivation right there where he's not really a character that I feel emotionally attached to.
Right.
So. And then, let's see, there's a new episode of The Legend of Korra. I haven't seen it yet.
Oh, yeah, but, I haven't seen season four at all yet.
But I've seen the first three episodes, and they're pretty cool, pretty interesting.
Good.
There's something else that I know I was doing, but I can't remember, so we'll just go ahead to John.
Or to Barry.
Or to Barry.
Oh, Barry.
Yay! Man, I did nothing. I I was at a business trip all week, and when I was in my hotel room, I was hoping to be able to stream some Netflix and get some good TV show watching, but the hotel Wi-Fi stunk so terribly I could barely surf the internet. So I was like,
ooh, for public Wi-Fi.
One second. I'm going to take a leave of absence. I'm going to take out my dogs real quick.
Okay.
Bye, Ryan. But,
I did mobile gaming on my phone while I was just hanging out in my hotel room.
There
and
you go.
Nothing really fancy. I was playing Best Fiends again because that's
Star Wars Galactic Defense.
Kind of my go-to game right now if I want to waste time. The one thing I did do, Geeky, my wife and I also started making our D&D characters.
Woo!
And I was very excited because I rolled really well for my stats. Yeah. I was pretty excited. I was like, oh, you know, 16. Yeah. 16. Yeah. 17. Yeah. I was just all... and then, yeah, 9. That was my lowest one. 9 and like a 13 or something like that.
9's your lowest. But, that's pretty
yeah.
Cool.
But no, it was still awesome. And being a human for my D&D character, the cool thing about being a human is you get +1 to every single one of your attributes right. as your race yep. ability.
Nice change so that, for 5th edition.
Yeah, so that 17 went to an 18. And my 2 16s to 17, right. And my 9 that was going to be a negative is now 10, which is a 0.
Yeah,
so it was really nice. And so I created a rogue, and so my rogue has some pretty awesome stats, yeah. Like my 18 in dex, and I actually put a 17 in strength because I want to be a tough
wow.
rogue.
So you want to be a strength based rogue instead of a dex based rogue?
Well, no, my dexterity. My dexterity is 18.
You just want to be strong.
I just want to be strong because I'll be able to add extra damage when I'm using my, you know, short sword.
Well, we'll have to discuss this at a later time because with a finesse weapon in 5th edition, your dexterity is your damage bonus
right.
as well as your to hit.
Right.
So that's why my archer's strength is 10.
I didn't have a player's handbook.
Yeah, so we'll have to switch up a little bit. Maybe
yeah.
you can
okay.
put that in
I'll move
stat.
That 17 to intelligence
like
or something.
Yeah, well,
is
intelligence
it, no,
or charisma, you know?
My charisma is 17,
for,
so.
No.
Because
wisdom,
charisma,
wisdom.
And...
It's your perception.
Yeah.
Oh,
perception.
That's what
so,
you need.
Yeah, actually, wisdom is 17,
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, so yeah, wisdom, dex, charisma are going to be your big things. And then, of course, intelligence always helps for anything.
Anything.
But, yeah.
But, yeah, having fun. But now that I have access to a player's handbook, I can be able to...
Tweak adjustments.
Do yeah, tweak adjustments with the help of my trusty brother Michael.
Yeah, I took time and read the book. So
yeah.
So
no, that's
cool. I guess that's something else I did geeky this last week, is I read the player's handbook.
The entire player's handbook.
I did. It took me half a day.
Yeah, my rule. I wanted to say, yeah, mine came too.
Oh, good.
Nice.
But
everybody has player's handbooks.
I haven't looked at it yet.
Have you started making your character yet?
No.
What are you going to do?
Fail.
Huh?
What are you going to make? Just a fighter?
Either a fighter or a wizard. Depends.
Oh, a wizard. Okay.
I want to read the...
Depending if Rachel is going to do it or not.
I don't think she is.
Yeah, I'm going to go...
So we might need that wizard after all, Ryan.
Yeah, well, I'm going Eldritch Knight.
Oh, are you?
So I'm gonna eventually have spell
casting
abilities.
You'll have spells, yeah. That's cool.
I'll be an archer.
I want to read the spell section before I make my decision.
Yeah. I really like what they've done with spellcasters. So
yeah.
I mean,
I've played wizards in the past. I had a very successful wizard.
Especially if you make like an elven wizard, you can still use longbow and longsword.
Yep. Plus, if you're a high elf, you get a bonus cantrip. Yeah.
That's true, too.
Which is nice. Because,
and a +2 to your intelligence.
Well, no, +1 to your intelligence.
Oh, just one?
Yeah, +2 to dex for being an elf.
Oh, that's true. There you go.
Anyway, I retain all this information. I don't know why.
Apparently.
All right.
Michael, well, let's go to the rules monger.
I try not to be.
There's one in every group.
I'm not a rules monger. I'm a rules clarifier.
I believe
that
what it says on page 13, section B-2, line 3, that you only get 1d8 for a short sword.
A short sword? D8? Nice. I'll take that. Cause it's
I'll take it. I was waiting for him
it's
to correct me.
It's a giant short sword.
I'm not going to correct you because I knew exactly. I knew you were egging me on.
All right, well, let's go to the next section of the show. The Weekly Geek. This is the segment of the show where we talk about geeky news. Awesome things that are going on and things that maybe you haven't heard of that we would like to give our viewpoints on. So, yes.
Age of Ultron trailer.
Woo! Okay, the cool thing that I really liked about that trailer was the Pinocchio song.
Really? That's
dude,
funny.
That, it was creepy the way that it was being
creepy.
Sung, though.
I just funny is like right before I got online to do the podcast, I watched How It Should Have Ended. About they did a How It Should Have Ended specifically on the teaser trailer. And specifically, and they totally made fun of the fact that he was singing the Pinocchio song, and like all of the Avengers are there, like, oh dude, why'd you have to like go and ruin my childhood by singing that song so creepy? And he's like, oh, should I've done something else, like let it go, let it go? And they're like, no, no, don't do that. He's like, Hakuna Matata. He was just singing all these different Disney songs. They're like, oh, come on, man.
So, well, speaking of the Age of Ultron trailer, besides that it was really awesome and you saw the Hulk Buster and the Hulk fighting Iron Man.
So obviously
and
they
what's
fight
the,
each
what's
other.
The backstory to that? That would be interesting.
Civil War.
Well, they're
leading it up,
sure, because you know that's something else we can also talk about. But
because,
that kind of leads right into it.
I want to hit Tony Stark. I'm just glad that the Hulk is doing it.
Yeah, well, they've always kind of been, you know, banter back and forth. I mean, definitely, they're obviously going toe to toe.
Oh, it looks cool. But something that I mentioned on my Breaking Rumors show was how everyone is talking about the Korean girls, Claudia Kim, and like who she is and everything like that. And I'm just who cares?
Exactly. It's going to turn out that she's like nobody. Yeah, I mean, she's
she
just
probably
like,
has like 3 minutes in the film and everybody will go, oh, well, that was stupid.
Right. She just happened to be in that scene, and so now everybody's like freaking out trying to figure out who she's supposed to be, and that's like
well, and on the other thing, so do you think they're going to try to do some sort of romantic thing between Black Widow and Bruce Banner? No.
No.
Why would they do that?
They're just, well, because in the trailer there's like this, like
they're holding their hands up together.
Yeah, like you know, the Hulk and Black Widow.
What does that have to do with romance?
Exactly my point. It's like
holding hands is romantic.
But they're not holding hands.
Meaning?
I know. I just know. I think a lot of people are just reading too much into this trailer, and I think
it's popular. People have been dying for it for a while.
Well, they're
not dying for it, but
they're
looking forward to it.
I don't know.
They're friends, you know, and I mean, she had, you know, she kind of was trying to. I mean, in the original Avengers movie, she was the one that was like trying to work with him and just like
right.
Try to
she
help
has
him
a way
be
to handle him
in control. Yeah. So, I don't know. It's just like the whole Beauty and the Beast thing. She just has a way to help him calm down. But I don't think it's going to be like a romance.
That would be terrible.
A bad romance. Oh, la, oh, la, 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 la,
la, la, la, oh, oh, ah, ah, okay, anyway.
No. No, no, no.
Okay. That would be Lady Gaga to
I'm just
going to
stay quiet on that.
Blank.
So anyway.
No, I actually like Gaga, so I'm just going to stay quiet.
Too.
So Age of, the trailer's awesome. Did you guys see the extended trailer?
Yeah.
No, okay. Not yet.
With the scene where they're all trying to lift
yes, that was
Thor's hammer. Yeah, they're all trying to lift Thor's hammer, and of course nobody can move it, but I thought it was cool that Captain America did move it.
Well, Thor.
He didn't
has
pick
that
it up.
He's like,
what the?
Oh, is he actually going to do
pick
it?
Pick it up?
I don't know if I didn't see it move.
What I thought was cool though is that in the comic continuum, we do know that Captain America does actually wield a Mjolnir. A couple of different times, actually.
So does Hulk.
True.
So, but he picks it up by
brute
strength.
He's not worthy.
Yeah.
He's just strong.
He's not worthy. He's just,
like,
he's just strong
well,
enough
like,
to pick
like
it
Green
up.
Green Hulk picked it up once, and Red Hulk picked it up once. But then so did Superman.
Well, of course it's Superman. Superman's like, this?
And
hey,
so
go,
did Wonder Woman.
Yeah. Once again, aren't those
so
crossovers?
So did Beta Ray Bill.
Yes, Beta Ray Bill. Yes. Anyway.
Good old Bill.
So,
but he was worth it.
Yeah, anyway, the trailer was great. I'm really excited. It's going to be awesome. But speaking of Marvel movie news, Marvel had this huge press event a couple of days ago where they announced their entire Phase 3 movie lineup, including Avengers Civil War. No, Infinity War. Captain America,
Captain America 3,
Civil War,
yeah.
Thor, Ragnarok,
Black Panther,
Captain
Inhumans.
Marvel, yes, the Inhumans. I thought that was crazy.
Doctor Strange.
Yeah, the Doctor Strange movie.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Right.
Two, yeah.
So, I mean, yeah, they announced this whole lineup, and some of them were expected, of course, you know, like the new Captain America, the new Avengers.
And they kind of downplayed Ant-Man.
They didn't even really announce Ant-Man.
Yeah,
exactly. They didn't even – well, because I think Ant-Man is still considered Phase 2, right?
But maybe
but they didn't even talk about it. Yeah,
maybe
but you're right.
Maybe they think it's going to suck.
But I thought – but the fact
Marvel's
that they –
Marvel's first failure –
I think the fact that they
won't be their first.
No, won't be their first.
Yeah.
But
do you remember the 80s and 90s
yeah,
movies?
All of the 80s superhero movies. No, I try to forget those.
But that wasn't Marvel Studios, though, was it?
It was.
That's what I'm referring to.
Oh, I see.
Is Marvel Studios?
But yeah, but they officially confirmed the Black Panther movie. And they even announced the actor. I can't remember his name, but he's the guy that played Jackie Robinson in 42 most recently.
Yeah.
Okay, that was a good movie.
Yeah.
I liked it for that.
And then the Captain Marvel movie, which is going to be based on the Carol Danvers version of Captain Marvel.
That's interesting.
So I think that's I think that is an interesting choice.
She's a very popular character, and
right.
among
especially among
women
cosplayers
and men. And I don't No. I want to see it. I'm looking forward to it. But yeah, on the other hand, I'm kind of don't want them to use it as a marketing tool.
Yeah. Oh, look at us. We're doing a movie. Yeah. We're doing a female character movie.
Yeah. See, we like women.
Yeah. Right. I agree. Hopefully it's not. Well, see, there were rumors that they were going to do a Black Widow movie.
Not anymore.
Yeah, obviously that's not true. So,
or a Hawkeye movie, or a Hulk movie.
They said that Hulk and Black Widow will be prominent in many of the films.
Oh, sure. They'll be prominent. They just won't have their own film. You know, because Black Widow was in Captain America 2. You know? So, really cool stuff. A lot of big excitement. And so they are planned out through 2019. But what's really cool is that it's all going to culminate into Avengers Infinity War. Now, we kind of knew that this was coming in one form or another because they've been introducing so many of the various different Infinity Gems through the different movies. You know, they had the Tesseract, they had the thing that was in Thor 2? The energy, whatever.
Cloud mist.
Yeah, whatever that was. That was one of the other Infinity powers.
And then the one in
And then
Guardians.
The one in the Guardians of the Galaxy. So we know that they've been introducing, and we know that Thanos is in the whole cinematic universe because of his role in Guardians of the Galaxy. So they're going to do an Infinity War. It's going to be pretty cool. And they're splitting it into two separate movies. So they're doing the whole splitting it into two movies kind of thing that a lot of other studios are doing.
In the next 5 years, there's supposed to be, including DC movies, 40 superhero films.
Before 2020, there will be 40.
Right. And after 2020, there'll never be a superhero film again because
everyone
will be sick of them.
Oh my gosh, you're right. That's only 5 years. That's crazy. I didn't think about it like that.
That's like 8 movies a year.
Yeah.
Well, have you seen the
DC and Marvel? Yes.
Right.
Yeah, but have you seen the little? They have a graph that shows you every single movie that's.
Yeah.
And then every summer for the next 5 years. Every summer we'll be getting at least
three or four super
movies in the same summer.
This is going to be like Hollywood back in
the 40s.
The cowboy movies.
All of the westerns.
Yeah.
With
the
Wayne.
When there was just
the
40s
like
and 50s.
Western.
It was just like all of them. Yeah, it was just all westerns. Yeah.
And now you don't get any westerns ever.
So
because people are totally burned out.
They're burnt out. So that's what's going to happen.
After 2020, it's going to be like nobody's going to do superhero movies ever again.
This is a shooting star.
We're going to get a huge...
They're also going to burn out all the actors.
Right.
Chris Evans is already burned out.
He's already like, dude,
yeah,
I'm done.
He wants to be done,
Robert Downey Jr.
He keeps toying with the idea of not doing them.
Well, he's getting old, too. Some of these actors are getting too old to be able to keep up with that type of pace.
Well, I mean, look at like Hugh Jackman, who's been doing Wolverine for 20 years.
Yeah,
you know,
but it's not 20.
Well,
years.
Okay, it hasn't been 20, but
I was like, that's crazy.
When did the somebody Google it?
It's
when
been
did the
15.
First? Yeah, it's been
15
when
years.
Did the first X-Men movie come out?
That's crazy.
Go, Ryan. Google.
I mean, the first X-Men movie came out what? 93.
2000.
What?
So that's 15 years.
Wow,
that's still.
That's still
July 14th, 2000.
Okay, so that's still 15 years, and so. We know that he's going to do what? At least two more.
Wolverine 3.
He's going to do
X-Men Apocalypse.
He's going to do X-Men Apocalypse and Wolverine 3. Those are going to be coming out in the next 2 to 3 years.
He'll probably retire from film and just go do
He'll have to because, I mean, he's already complained about how hard it is on his body.
Well, yeah.
To keep that
all those steroids he has to take.
Yeah, right. But, so, I mean, Marvel. And what's really neat is that... not only has Marvel been giving out a lot of big news on the movie side, but they've also been giving a lot of teasers in the comic book side of things as well. They have announced that, and we kind of talked about this a few episodes ago, during the New York Comic Con, they announced that they're going to be doing a year-long event called the Secret Wars, which is going to start in March of 2015 and run through March of 2016. Or no, is it May? It might be May. I'm sorry. But in conjunction with all with the Secret Wars, they are teasing all of these different, like, alternate universe takes on some of their big comic events that have happened over the last 10 years or so. You know, they've done, you know, they put a Civil War teaser, and they put a Age of Ultron versus Marvel Zombies teaser, and, you know, all these different things. But lately they've done, like, they've done an Inhumans teaser. They've done a Marvel Ultimate Universe teaser, which is called The End. So are they saying that the Marvel Ultimate Universe is going to be over? Some of the latest ones were they did one of the Hulk the future, which one? Gosh, dang it. But so they, all of these different alternate universe events that have happened over the last 10 years, they've kind of teased them. And so it's going to be really cool to see how they play all of this out. And is it going to be, are these all going to be like tie-ins, or is it just going to be, how is it going to, you know, because that's a lot. I mean,
it's a lot of stuff to, that's the money that you got to dump into it.
Right. And that's why I don't think that they're going to do like a completely separate series for each of these different events that they're teasing, but somehow it's all going to play into this big year-long Secret Wars event that's going to start next year. Mm-hmm. But whatever it is, it's pretty cool. I mean, it's fun to watch all these different teasers come out and things that, I mean, things that they're bringing out in these little teaser images that aren't even really in the the comic continuum anymore. You know, specifically the latest one is Amazing Spider-Man, and it's actually got Peter Parker, Mary Jane, and what looks like is their child, which, according to the comic books, doesn't really exist. That their child was kind of written out of the Spider-Man continuity. Uh-huh. And so this image shows them together with a child. So I just think it's interesting that they're pulling out all these funny little images.
It's like they sat around a table and they're just like, remember all those weird ideas we had, guys? Let's just bring them all and let's just make more comics, try to make some money.
Yeah, we know that the Marvel has their whole What If series where they say, you know, what if that such and such really happened, or what if, you know, these two people got together. And, you know, so they do have that What If series. So it's kind of like they're doing a bunch of different little What If one-shots or something. But whatever the case might be, it's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah.
So, also, more Marvel stuff. Reportedly, which I also like to call rumors.
Breaking rumors.
Breaking rumors. Benedict Cumberbatch supposedly is going to be our Doctor Strange.
Yes. Can you imagine how cool that would be if this is true? That would just be awesome. I think he'd just
I like how Mike and Ryan are just like,
I'm just like
total dead face silent.
I don't know. When I found out that they were in final talks with him, I thought, okay, how can there possibly?
I just don't
want to
get my hopes up, so I'll just, you know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the news article said that it was that they were in final talks.
Reportedly,
but Marvel hasn't announced anything.
That's true. I was expecting them to announce something at this event that just happened.
Big
enough, but
yeah.
They didn't want, he's such a big name, they didn't want to overshadow anything.
Well, they also probably, you know, they weren't...
Didn't have the contract nailed down.
It hadn't been nailed down yet, because they're still in final negotiations. Or
they should have just announced it, and then he would have been forced into the position.
But the thing is, I mean, he was... I mean, obviously, he's busy with... because they're working on the fourth season of Sherlock, so I know that he's working on that. So they would have to work around his.
Well, and he's also doing tons of movies on the side too.
Yeah,
he has like three movies coming out.
We'll see. It doesn't have to be him.
Yeah, some of the other actors they suggested, I think would do well as well.
Not as good as he did or would, in my opinion. But that's just my humble opinion. What do I know?
What do you know?
There's a lot of people who are like, Cumberbatch, he's everywhere right now. He's so
yeah.
He is everywhere. He's awesome.
He's so exposed. We don't need that. We need someone who's in tune with the arcane and not with the not with the public.
Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly what they're saying.
You may be laughing, but there are plenty of people out there.
Well, talking
my
about
feed,
our, well,
my Facebook feed, I have tons of comic book Facebook friends.
Right. Yeah.
That's a conversation that goes on their pages. They're like comic book hipsters.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, talking about comic books and TV shows, I watched the first episode of Constantine.
Oh, yeah. I started watching that.
Want to watch a horror show.
Yes.
Holy crap, I watched this. I'm just like, goo, 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 what?
I know. It was freaking me out.
I'm just like, Lance, maybe you should leave the room.
Yeah.
I'm just like, it was like, it's any Exorcist movie.
Right.
Like, you know, like all of those like possession movies and like really creepy, like Exorcist type films or like the possession of something, or those types of shows, combined with, kind of that, what's that, that Japanese spooky horror film that Sarah Michelle Gellar was in?
The Grudge.
It was kind of like that too, where it was just
about a house.
Yeah, where it was just creepy.
Yeah,
and I'm just like,
I got to the point where the grandma,
she's like, "Grandma, why are you here?" And the mom's like, "What? Grandma's dead."
Right.
And then
right,
like her eyes turn all black and her mouth gets all big and she's like, "Bleh," you know,
that's
and it's like,
cool. That
you know, and then.
Cool.
But it's just throughout the whole show, you're just like, whoa.
So People Magazine
just
said...
Like jumpy, you know.
Yeah,
People
it
Magazine
was like...
Magazine reviewed it.
Interesting.
What
and they said, we've been horrored out. We don't need another horror television show. I'm like, what?
Horrored out?
What's,
are they talking
another,
about the
exactly,
American Horror
there's
Show?
American
no.
Horror?
Yes.
That's the only other
Walking
one.
Dead.
Why would they even...
Yeah.
Why
well,
would
you,
they even say that? Is my
point. Well, and you can't count, like... You know,
well,
Walking Dead
well,
or Grimm.
It's
no,
the difference between cable network
though,
and
why not?
That's
Silver
not
horror.
Same.
Well, it's because Constantine is a national broadcast, you know, regular TV versus cable television.
I know, but so is Supernatural. And so
well,
is
which I Supernatural's not horror though.
Sure
that's
it
more
is.
Like that's more like comedy.
Well, it's okay. Any
CW
good, I mean,
version of horror.
Any good horror movie is gonna have comic relief.
I don't know. Well, okay. Constantine had
called People Dead.
Was, yeah, Evil Dead.
I don't remember any comic relief in The Ring.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right.
No, but kind of when I was thinking about
you're right.
like. Interesting new TV shows. I was also thinking of one that's coming out on TNT called The Librarians.
Oh, yeah, with the Noah Wyle.
Yeah,
those TV movies. Yeah.
Well, it's weird because it's like Supernatural.
Did you see those two movies?
Yeah, the Librarian movies.
I actually like those movies.
Well, it's weird. It's like okay, here's these, you know,
it's a team.
Yeah, it's like a team.
It's a team of
you know what
the librarian
remind me
person.
Of? Yeah, so, it reminded me of like Warehouse 13.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of like a comedy though, because it's like if you've watched the trailers,
it is a comedy.
The guy's like the League of Highly Gifted Historians.
Right.
No, it's the librarians. You know, it's just a bunch of people who know a lot of stuff, right. But then. Because they're so well read, they realize that there is a level of supernatural to the world.
You know, Indiana Jones. That's right. Who he was.
Yeah,
he's just a professor.
He understood. He understood that you know sometimes the myth was not myth but real. It just looked funny. I just had to mention it.
Oh yeah, yeah.
So,
but
Constantine. I'm looking forward to the next episode tomorrow, just to see if it continues that.
Well, I'll tell you what.
That
it might
become successful, but
it was creepy enough
something else.
It was creepy enough that my wife said, okay, we need to change the channel and watch something funny because I'm starting to really get creeped out.
I know. Lance was in the room long enough for me to be like, should I stop watching this?
Yes.
You know, because it was creepy.
You watched that with a 10-year-old kid in the room.
He's seen worse.
I guess I kind of have a different opinion. I mean, I liked it. But because I am such a big fan of Swamp Thing and have read so much Swamp Thing, and that's where Constantine came from,
right?
The comics, and so I turned to my wife and I said, "That wasn't what I was expecting,
right.
but it was fine.
It wasn't enjoyable.
Bad. Yeah,
well,
I'm looking forward to the next one, but
I do know that." Going forward, they are planning on taking it in a slightly different direction because they got rid of the lead female actress and replaced her with a different role. And so the Liv character that was in the initial pilot, her character is no longer going to be in the show.
And in the pilot, they even... It almost looks like at the end of the show, they kind of showed that she decided she doesn't want to be part of that.
Right. They wrote her out.
Yeah. In the pilot, they kind of wrote her out where there's this possibility of this person who has this ability like her father, but she decided she doesn't want anything to do with Constantine.
And the reason why they wrote her out is because a lot of the like pre-screening test audiences – they didn't really like her character.
I agree with them.
And so they wrote her out, and they're replacing her with a different character that's going to be somebody from the comic series. I can't remember what her name is, but it's like Zev or something. But she's like a companion to Constantine in the series, comic series. And so they are going to bring her in as more of a companion that's working with him instead of somebody that's like
always freaking out
and has to be like told everything that's going on and asks too many questions.
in the first episode, it did was basically give Constantine a map of what he needs to do.
Yeah.
And you could easily write her off. So I think it worked out.
So it'll be interesting to see. It'll be interesting to see where it goes from here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Exactly. What else is going on?
Well, you know what? Geeky trivia! That's what's going on.
All right.
Okay.
It's that time.
It's Name That Show.
TV show? Movie show?
Both.
Okay, because you say show, and that could be a lot of different things.
Exactly. That's why I said show.
Okay. Oh, no.
All right. This computer geek accidentally downloads a classified data app into his brain. He suddenly becomes a government asset.
Chuck
is correct.
That's funny.
I actually never watched that show.
What?
Me either.
That was a great show.
I just know the premise.
I love Chuck.
Yeah, I love Chuck too.
Up Chuck.
Okay.
No, I'm just joking.
In the wake of a zombie apocalypse, survivors hold on to the hope of humanity. Yes.
Oh yeah. Well, it's zombie. It's like kind of the only zombie show. Okay, I'm getting this. I think we can do this.
I think I can do this. Okay. Using brains, finesse, and a lot of duct tape, a former special ops agent brings down corrupt dictators, and other bad guys in this class in action show.
Arrow.
No.
MacGyver.
MacGyver is correct.
No way. You should have said paperclip.
I'm like, the fact that he said
Well,
duct
I said
tape,
duct tape.
Yeah, duct
why
tape.
Would he specify duct tape? So,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Set almost 500 years in the future, this short-lived but much-loved series follows the adventures of a ragtag crew on a spaceship.
Firefly.
Star Trek?
Firefly is correct. Go, John. Go, you.
Okay.
All right. Next. After turning himself in, a brilliant fugitive offers to help. Blacklist is correct. John.
John beat me by a bit.
Just a tidbit. He was slightly before
it's
you.
It's okay. You're the first loser.
An all-star lineup of superheroes, including Iron Man, the Incredible Hulk, and Captain America, team up to save the world from...
Avengers Assemble?
Avengers...
Assemble.
Injustice.
I'll take Avengers for Ryan. It's just the
Avengers.
Movie. Avengers.
Oh.
It's just the movie.
Because we're also doing movies.
We're
okay,
also,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
It's movies
shoot.
Too.
Shoes.
Okay.
Shoes.
You guys ready?
No.
UN employee Gary Lane races against time and fate as he travels the world
Nation,
trying to stop.
Nation Z was World War Z.
World War Z is correct, Mike.
Z.
I got this one.
All right. Let's see if you guys can get this one. To win his true love's heart, wide-eyed Tristan Thorne journeys to a forbidden... Stardust is correct, John.
I've never seen that.
Okay.
What?
That's good.
What?
Dude, it's good. So good.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's a great show.
That old lady so who are supposed to be young people.
No, it's great.
Robert De Niro or something like that?
Michelle Pfeiffer's plastic surgery looks great.
Yeah, but she plays like an old witch, so she's only like, quote-unquote, young for a little bit.
Yeah. It's a clash of cultures and a recipe for comedy when a crocodile hunter is plucked from the...
Two.
Okay. I think Mike and John tied on that one. So,
that's not a knife.
Good job. Okay.
That's not a knife. Yeah.
That's not a knife. This is a knife.
It wasn't even Australian. All right.
A scholar of ancient hieroglyphics signs on to help the Air Force unlock
Stargate.
The mystery...
Stargate.
Ooh, yeah.
John.
Yeah. I slipped that one.
In this imaginative sci-fi epic, a 23rd century cabbie finds himself involved...
Fifth Element.
Oh,
Fifth Christ. Element, Ryan.
Good job, Ryan.
Like, do it. I'm slow on the draw.
Too slow. Okay, let us continue. A video game whiz helps create a new technology that enables players to guide their online avatars with their own bodies, but a dark twist emerges.
Lawnmower.
Sword Art Online?
Sword Art Online is correct, Mike.
What? That's not what the show is about.
No, not. I was a little confused. Well,
sure
the
it is.
Character. Wait, read that again.
No,
read
it's not
it again.
It's the main character.
Read it again.
It's not talking about the main
talking
character. It says a video game whiz helps create a new technology that
the
enables players to
online.
I don't think he created the technology though. He just created the MMO.
Oh my gosh.
The spindly king of Halloween Town kidnaps Santa Claus and plans to...
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, John got it. John.
I'm Jack, the Pumpkin King.
Very good. Very good. Okay.
Also known as
you guys
Danny
want some?
Elfman.
Yes. Yes. Good stuff. You guys want some more?
Yeah, this is fun. Yeah.
Guys can handle it. All right. Let me pull up some other stuff. Do 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 do. Well, I had to get to it. There we go. Here's one. A charismatic demon who's put on Earth by... Nope. Ryan.
Oh. See, I didn't think of him as charismatic, so I was like...
Charismatic.
Yeah, that's what I was like. What?
Grumpy.
Big fist.
Big fisted. Right. Okay. Nice. That works. That works. Sure. Okay. You ready for the next one?
Yes. Yeah.
When an ancient magician kidnaps his friend's fiance, a two fisted trucker on a
big
journey.
Big Trouble
Little
China.
Dang it.
Ryan.
Oh, come on.
Yep.
Ryan.
You
only got that because I started it.
Oh, shit.
That's your fault for not finishing it.
That's lame.
We all were like, bigger.
I call cheating. He was looking at my paper.
What?
Okay. A reprogrammed Terminator arrives from the future Terminator 2 is correct, Mike. Boom.
It's also the premise of
the new one,
Genesis.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really interesting. I thought that was really interesting, the direction they're deciding to go with that. So, yeah.
So yeah.
So yeah.
A couple more?
Yeah, totally. I got some more. You want some more?
Give it to me.
A few more.
Give it to me, baby. Give me some sugar mama.
What?
No, that's not
Army
really the thing. That's
incorrect quote.
Incorrect quote is what? Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah, it's give me some sugar baby.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because sugar babies, it's a joke. Never mind.
Whatever. All right. Here's another one for you. High school underachievers will flunk out if they don't ace a year-end history presentation, so they transport themselves back in time.
Adventure.
Oh! Nice. Dude.
Whoa.
I hope they do actually do another one. That would be funny.
Yeah. Bill S. Preston, Esquire,
and
Ted, Theodore, Logan.
That's right. So, good times. Hold on. Had to find
Wild
another.
Stallions.
Wild Stallions!
Okay.
Rufus.
All right, let's see if you can get
movie.
This one.
I think it's on Netflix.
Maybe.
Okay. When an earthquake obliterates their cave, an underworldly prehistoric family is forced to journey through unfamiliar terrain in search of a new home.
I'm like, okay, I'm like,
Truth.
I had to finish reading it.
I just wanted to finish reading it, okay?
Right, I just wanted to finish it.
Dos Mas.
Okay. Dos Mas? Okay. An affluent playboy becomes a vengeful
Man.
Superhero, saving the city from
Batman.
Villains armed with just a bow and arrow.
Arrow. Every single Superman.
Isn't that funny?
Superman.
Billionaire.
Wonder Woman. Billionaire. They're all billionaires.
Billionaire.
In this fantasy series, a young woman is drawn to a small main town and discovers that it's filled with... elements of a fairy tale.
Called it.
What did you say?
Once upon a time.
He said
this fairy tale, and I was like, once upon a time.
I didn't. Sorry, I didn't hear you, Mike. I apologize.
We're halfway through season 3.
Oh, I stopped watching after season 2.
Hey,
okay, I'll give you one.
Also
more.
A good one.
Yeah, I'll give you one more. In this groundbreaking blend of animation and live action, a gruff gumshoe agrees to take... Yes, that is correct.
Nobody uses that term
anymore.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
And that's it for Geeky Trivia. And our winner is John with 10.
Cool.
And then Mike with 7 and Ryan with 5.
I'm okay with that.
There you go. He's like, I can handle that. I can deal with that.
Excellent. Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Thank you for listening. We'd like to thank Alpha Geek Radio for the live stream, Doghouse Systems for their affiliation, of course, and use the code CLOSETGEEK to get double the RAM on your purchase, and go to our website to use our Amazon link for your shopping needs to help support the Closet Geek. Thank you for listening to the Closet Geek. You can find us at theclosetgeek.net, on our Facebook and Twitter pages, and also on iTunes. Go subscribe, rate, and review us. We would greatly appreciate it. And if you have any questions, email us at theclosetgeekpod@gmail.com. Come and join us next week. We are the Four Horsemen of Geek, reminding you to wave your geek flag proudly.